This is Ron Moss Ministries, and I want to talk to you today about something that I feel is important, and I guess I wanted to kind of, I had to reflect. I'm 57 years old, and I thought about when I was 18, you know, what were some of the things that were important or I was excited about turning 18 because I was going to be able to do certain things. And I think one of the most key things was being able to drink, you know, even though I didn't really drink, but it was just kind of different laws that allowed you to be to think that once you turned 18 years old, you were grown and you were considered an adult. And so you were able to go to different clubs and get in, and you weren't considered underage. You were able to do things that normally you couldn't do because you were not at the age of 18 and older. I remember during that time having to sign up for selective service for the military. It didn't mean that you would get drafted, but they needed information on you to know where you were if they needed you. And so I remembered that. And then it was one other thing that I remembered that was somewhat exciting because you felt good about, particularly if you knew a little bit about your own history and the history of voting and the history of the Voting Rights Act and things of that nature. You know, it was also, you were also eligible at that point to vote. And I think that because the mindset at the time was not so much about voting locally, that it was more about voting nationally. And so I think when I, you know, understood that at that age that I had the right to vote, it was more or less the attitude was, you know, I'll be able to vote for the president, to vote for the next president of the United States. And my vote would go in and my vote would matter and my vote would count. And some years ago, I was sitting at lunch in a job that I was on. And behind me was some young people talking and they were talking about how they didn't vote in the last election. And, you know, and I listened to them for a while, and then I kind of, I guess I got nosy and decided to give my opinion to their conversation. I said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, I couldn't help but listening to your conversation. And I know it was four people at that table, three African-American males and a sister. All of them looked like they were probably 20 to 25 years old. And I said, you know, I couldn't help but listen to you all talk about that you didn't vote in the last national election for president. And, you know, I didn't ask them, I think, two or three questions. I asked them, did they know anything about, what did they know? When somebody says a name, what comes to your mind? And I said, Dr. King. And they said, you know, civil rights leader, had some great speeches, you know, a few other things, but nothing really to me that was substantive. When I said the name Rosa Parks, they said, yeah, she was a lady that wouldn't give up her seat on the bus. And, you know, and that was pretty much it to that story. Asked them, did they know who Frederick Douglass was? And they basically didn't really know too much about Frederick Douglass. And then I asked them, had they ever heard of Carter G. Woodson? And they said that they had never heard of Carter G. Woodson. And so I went back to somebody I thought they would know. I said, what about Harriet Tubman? And they had heard, you know, for the most part, all of them had heard of Harriet Tubman and her story. But I was doing two things. One, I was kind of reminding myself that a lot of what our problem is as a people sometimes is that we don't understand or know our own journey. We don't understand and know why things are important in our community and why we need to continue to do certain things in our community. And one is knowing your history. It's very vital and critical to know your history. And if you know your history, then you understand why it becomes vital to vote. And not so much to vote nationally as it is to vote locally. You know, I think that people don't realize that just about every facet of your life as it relates to working, as it relates to paying bills, as it relates to your taxes, as it relates to spending money wherever you go, your credit card, everything has something to do with politics. Because all of it is government, state, local. You know, when your child goes to school, if you have a child that's in high school or middle school, particularly public schools, you know, all their monies that have to go towards that is regulated. You know, all of that has to do with politics. All that has to do with folk who vote in this or vote this in or vote that in. You know, all of those things are tied together through politics. You know, your city council, your county council, you know, all of those things are voted in. And so voting is very, very critical for what happens in your neighborhood, what happens in your environment, what happens with your taxes, property tax, house tax, you know, what happens in your particular neighborhood, all is tied in to voting. And my hope is that we can get to this point where we can understand how critical voting is to the point where we become energized to get very involved in what's happening in our community locally. You know, it would be, you know, I would be afraid to grab a microphone and go through our neighborhoods, even to say go through our high schools, possibly. And even possibly maybe our colleges and here locally and ask, and I'm just going to say ask, you know, people in general questions about what's happening in their community, because it just appears that it's just not important to us. You know, when was the last time you've been to a county council meeting or a city council meeting, if you're available to go? To understand what's going on in your community, understand what's going on around you. Why those meetings are important to attend, you know, how they affect your job, how they affect your community, how they affect the school that your children go to. You know, all those things are important. All those things have a lot to do with voting, you know, and I would hope and pray that take the time, you know, really take the time. Just take a few minutes. You know, you have so much access to the internet. Why not take some time and do your own research on why voting matters? You know, we say a whole lot of stuff matters. Well, I'm going to throw this in. Voting matters too. And I would hope that you all would take the time. I don't want to go through another few years and run into another group of young people that are saying that they didn't vote. And can I throw this in too? You know that job that you're working on and you want to make more money? Vote. Your minimum wage has a lot to do with politics. The money that you're making has a lot to do with politics, has a lot to do with voting. And so maybe it's time that we kind of take this whole voting thing a little bit more seriously. And not just so much nationally. I know the media and that's all tied into money. Money and media only focuses on national politics. But what affects your life daily is local politics. What's on your state and local level. And those are the things that you need to be involved in. So I'm asking parents, I'm asking young people, particularly you who are just turning 18, spend some time, spend some quality time learning about the importance of voting. Parents, talk to your children even before they're 18 about why voting matters. People who are over 18, talk to young people who are just turning 18 or getting ready to turn 18 on why their vote really matters. I don't care if it's Republican or Democrat, vote. It matters. It's going to matter to your child's child, 10, 15, 20 years from now. My hope and prayer is that you'll do some studying about voting, because we're getting ready to hit one of the most critical elections we ever had. God bless you. Oh, yeah. Peace.